Sports with Sunny Young. Hello, Sunny.
Hello, Kim.
Well, Sunny, I understand you're kicking off on a sad note.
Kim, one of the year's saddest African football stories is the murder of Orlando Pirates goalkeeper Senzo Maiwa, who was shot to death in a robbery last month near Johannesburg, South Africa. Maiwa was regarded as a rising star, and he recently was named the captain of South Africa's national team, nicknamed Bafana Bafana. Joining us now from Johannesburg to talk about Maiwa's memorial service is our African football guru, David Legg. Good evening, David.
Good evening, Sunny, and good evening to all our listeners around Africa.
David, funeral services held over the weekend in South Africa's coastal city of Durban for Senzo Maiwa, the 27-year-old goalkeeper for Orlando Pirates and South Africa's national team, who was murdered October 26th in a robbery. Why was the funeral held in Durban rather than Soweto, where the Pirates play their home matches?
Right, Sonny, you're 100% on the nail there in that Pirates, of course, are based in Soweto. But Durban, on the Indian Ocean coast, is the hometown of Senzo Maiwa. What they did is they had the memorial service at Moses Mabhida Stadium, which is a 55,000 capacity ground. It was used during the 2010 World Cup. In fact, hosted one of the semifinals in which Spain beat Germany 1-0. And it's there, Sonny, in a couple of weeks' time that South Africa will play their final home match in the 2015 Cup of Nations. That match was originally scheduled for Nelspruit in the northeast of the country, but as a tribute to Senzo Maiwa, the South African Football Association have decided to move that game to Durban, to his hometown. They're clearly expecting a capacity crowd. My only worry, Sonny, there's going to be so much emotion around this match, and the theme basically is we must win for Senzo. And also, a win will take South Africa to the finals for the first time since 2008. I'm not counting 2013 because then they were host and qualified automatically. And with all that motion and desire to win, I hope that the players can remain calm because the Sudanese have proved to be pretty competitive. I think all our Nigerian listeners will vouch for that. They actually beat the Super Eagles in Khartoum. And they put up a pretty good account of themselves in Abuja before losing 3-1. And I don't envisage the Sudanese just coming to Durban and lying down and allowing the South Africans to run all over them. So we had a very sad occasion at the weekend. And then sort of the final farewell to Senzo will come with that match against Sudan.
Thanks, David. That's our African football guru, David Legg, speaking with us once again from Johannesburg, South Africa. With more on South Africa's match against Sudan, here's our Daybreak Africa sportsman, Mark Auma.
South African coach Ephraim Sheikhs Mashaba says they will seek to honor the memory of their slain captain Senzo Maiwa when they host Sudan in their 2015 Orange Africa Cup of Nations qualifier next week. Mashaba made these remarks when he named a 26-member team for their remaining two Nations Cup qualifiers later this month. After Sudan, South Africa face African champions Nigeria, who will host them in Uyo, Akwa Ibom State, Nigeria. Algerian head of state Abdelaziz Bouteflika paid a glowing tribute to the Algerian club Entente Setif for winning the Orange Africa Champions League. He noted the triumph coincides with Algeria's celebration of the 60th anniversary of the outbreak of the country's National War of Liberation in 1954. President Bouteflika says Entente Setif's triumph demonstrates Algeria's faith in the future of their youth. Entente Setif first won the trophy in 1988. President Bouteflika assures Entente of Algeria's full support at the FIFA Club World Cup in Morocco next month. Meanwhile, Kenyan Robert Milton Kiplagat clocked 2 hours 9 minutes and 4 seconds to win the Algiers Marathon in the Algerian capital. Fellow Kenyan Lawrence Cherono, then Ethiopian Robbie Fikre Asefa, followed him across the finish line, while Tadesa Mestawat and Retsega Guleu made it a 1-2 Ethiopian triumph in the women's race ahead of Kenyan Sally Jepkemoi.
Be away. If you were to talk to us from the deepest, better part of the bottom of your heart. Hello, I am Shaka Sali, the host of Straight Talk Africa from the Voice of America. Each Wednesday night, I'll put you in touch with newsmakers and experts as they, you and I, talk about the most important social and political issues in Africa. Shaka Sali saying, I'll be waiting for your call Wednesday night on Straight Talk Africa from the Voice of America.
This is the Voice of America. Washington, D.C.
The Voice of America.
Hello, everybody. From that very first broadcast during World War II, and ever since, the Voice of America has been the voice of freedom. So on behalf of the American people, and the millions around the world who draw hope and strength from your work, thank you all for being the proud and steady voice of America.
Voice of America!
And thank you, President Obama, for your support of the Voice of America.
Ed Kowalski for the Classic Rock Show, where each week we spotlight the great album rock and roll of the 60s, 70s, 80s, and beyond. You can hear the program online at voanews.com and on the air on VOA each Wednesday at 21 hours Universal Time. Join me for the Classic Rock Show, 21 hours Universal Time Wednesdays on voanews.com and the Voice of America.
Voice of America's news, talk, and music programs are now at the tip of your fingers. Find everything at www.voaafrica.com. Listen to VOA's program lineup live anytime, day or night. Pick out your favorite shows and listen anytime you want. Download our podcasts. Check VOA Mobile from your cell phone. Subscribe to VOA Newsfeed. VOAnews.com.
And when you visit VOAnews.com, make sure you check out the Sunny Side of Sports blog, in which I write about a variety of sporty topics. My latest blog post is titled, Ugandan Lion Bogere Roars in 2014. It's been a very good year for Ugandan boxer Sharif the Lion Bogere, and his three victories over Mexican opponents have put him in good position for another world title shot in 2015. Bogere's most recent win came October 30th when he knocked out Fernando Garcia in the fifth round in Plymouth, Massachusetts, not far from Boston. The Ugandan Lion dominated the bout with his speed and power, and he put Garcia down for the count with a 1-2 combination, finishing off the Mexican with a straight right hand. Now, this marked the first time the 26-year-old Bogere has fought in Plymouth, a historic Massachusetts town founded by the Pilgrims way back in 1620. Plymouth also holds a special place in the heart of this sporty blogger. My parents are proud graduates of Plymouth High School's class of 1947. Sharif the Lion Bogere, meanwhile, is a proud graduate of the School of Hard Knocks. He learned to fight as a little boy on the streets of Uganda's capital, Kampala. Bogere says at a young age, he dreamed of moving to the USA, fighting professionally, and becoming a world champion. Now based in Las Vegas, Nevada, Bogere got his first shot at a major world title last year in Vegas, where he lost a 12-round unanimous decision to Cuba's Richard Abril for the vacant WBA lightweight title. But the Ugandan Lion was hobbled against the Cuban. He hurt his Achilles tendon in one of the middle rounds, which limited his movement in the ring. After his first and only loss in 27 professional fights, Bogere underwent successful surgery on the Achilles. And now, after a successful 2014, Bogere is moving towards another world championship fight in 2015. Ugandan boxer Sharif the Lion Bogere, the subject of the latest Sonny Side of Sports blog post.
Friends, we can all listen to the Sonny Side of Sports.
Yes, my friend.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way. It will keep on the sunny side of life.
Voice of America, VOA, Washington.
Sonny, Baba Niye, Sonny Side of Sports, it's a program. Sonny, Baba Niye, Sonny Side of Sports, it's a program. Sonny, Baba Niye, Sonny Side of Sports, it's a program.
That little jingle you just heard is what greeted me during a rousing reception recently at Sports Radio 88.9 Brilla FM in Lagos, Nigeria. Dr. Larry Zamajay and our Brilla broadcasting partners organized a jubilant jamboree outside their station in Nigeria's commercial capital. And speaking of jamborees, let's give a Sunny Side of Sports birthday salute to Ghanaian football great Abedi Pele. The three-time African Footballer of the Year is celebrating his 50th birthday today, Wednesday. Abedi Pele never had a chance to play at a World Cup, but two of his sons, Andre and Jordan, played for Ghana at this year's World Cup in Brazil. Happy 50th!